if you add the word business. After days, 10 business days is 14 days. So you're talking about a difference of 40% more time by adding one word to your contract.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, America's number one podcast for new real estate investors. We know that finding discounted properties is the most proven path to financial freedom. And let's face it, we all want financial freedom and security. But so few of us have actually been taught how to build long-term wealth while still earning an income. The truth is, owning rental property is the best, most effective way to increase your income and build legacy wealth fast. I'm David Dodge, and on this show, you'll discover how to take control of your finances and make your money start working for you. I am here to show you how to build long-term wealth and cash flow while paying less in taxes through owning rental properties. So stop trading your time for money and get off of the transaction treadmill. Let's get started. Guys, today I'm going to be speaking on the 6 pro tips that any new or experienced investor can use to help them do more deals, make more money, and ultimately get more properties under contract. These pro tips are essentially my 6 pro tips that I use and that I love to teach my students any and all times. These tips are going to help you be better at investing, at buying, at wholesaling, at doing inspections, at making more money, guys. So let's jump in. Pro tip number one. The first pro tip here is literally to add the word business after the word days on your inspection period. Now, this is a simple one, but it is an important one. Why? Because you buy yourself 40% more time when you add in the word business after the word days on your inspection period. So let's run through a quick example. You put down on your contract that you want 10 days to do your inspections. Well, 10 days is 10 days. That's pretty straightforward. But if you add the word business after days, 10 business days is 14 days. So you're talking about a difference of 40% more time by adding one word to your contract. So pro tip number one, your inspection period needs to be in business days, not just days, because you'll get 40% more time. 20 days is not the same as 20 business days. 20 business days is 28 days. That essentially is a month. So when you are telling your seller that you need time for inspections and you say 10 days, that's fine. But when you are writing your contract, make sure that you put in 10 business days. That is going to buy you 40% more time. And more time often is what's needed to get the deal done if you can't get it done right away. So pro tip number one, business days on inspection period. Super, super important. Number two, pro tip number two, always make the offer. I can't tell you how many new people I talk to, how many students I work with that are gung-ho, they're excited, they're all pumped up. They start doing marketing. They may run a couple appointments, hopefully more than a couple, but then they don't make the offer. So literally, pro tip number two is to always make the offer. If you can make the offer while on the phone, make the offer while on the phone. If you are out in the field on an appointment, make the offer. If you don't know what offer to make, then call the seller an hour or two later and make the offer after you figure out what your offer should be. One of my favorite things to do is to print out 100 contracts and throw them in my trunk. So if I'm out in the field and I know what I want to make an offer on to the seller, I want to be able to leave that offer behind in the form of a contract. So always make the offer. Why would you want to go spend a bunch of money on marketing and maybe run some appointments, maybe make some phone calls or get on the phone with sellers that are interested from your marketing efforts and then not make the offer? That's essentially the same thing as throwing money into a fire. Don't do that. Be prepared and make the offer. And if you're not prepared, call right away that next hour or two, that evening, at worst case scenario, the next day at the longest, but always make the offer. You got to make the offer. It's so incredibly important. All right. Pro tip number 3, go the extra mile. And what I mean by that is use social media to connect with the seller if you can't connect with them from a phone number. You know, when you skip trace a phone number, the odds are you're going to get a good number, ideally, if you're using a good skip trace provider, but not all numbers are going to work. And not all sellers are going to answer their phone. Not all sellers are going to call you back. Not all sellers are going to respond to a text message that you send them. So sometimes my business, my partner, my team, we go to social media to connect with the seller. We'll use Facebook. We'll use Instagram. We will even use LinkedIn or TikTok sometimes to send a message to them, especially those that are warm. This may not be the best strategy for cold, even though it will work. But if you've already run an appointment and sent somebody an offer and they're ghosting you or ducking you and you want to follow up with them, go to social media. It's a great way to connect. And also, a lot of social media will even show you if they've read the message or not. And the reason that that matters is sometimes people change their phone number or they move and they may not be easy to get a hold of, but not intentionally. So pro tip number 3, go the extra mile. Use social media to connect with sellers and to follow up with sellers as needed. All right, moving along. Number 4, pro tip number 4 to do more deals. Use CYA clauses in your contract. And there's multiple reasons why we always want to have a couple CYA clauses in there. Number 1, you want to have an out, obviously, right? But number 2, if you understand your CYA clauses and you have a couple of them in your contract, this should help you reduce the fear and the anxiety of making the offer, which was pro tip number 2. Always make the offer. If you have CYA clauses, and CYA stands for cover your arsh, you can fill in the blank on that word there, cover your rear end, you can mitigate the fear and the anxiety that you may have when you make an offer. Again, this goes back to pro tip number 2, always make the offer. Why would somebody not make an offer? Well, most of the time, they're afraid that the offer is going to get accepted. How crazy is that? If you are new to this business, new to wholesaling, new to real estate investing, the goal is to get the offer accepted and to get the property under contract. But a lot of people, they have the fear of sending the offer or making the offer because they are afraid the seller is going to say yes. And when a seller says yes, that's whenever you now have the inventory to go sell. Think about this for a second. You can't make money in real estate unless you have something to sell to somebody or rent out to somebody. Both of those things require you to have a property, either own it or to have it under contract. So use CYA clauses to give yourself an out, but also to mitigate and reduce the fear and the anxiety and the risk. So what are some examples of CYA clauses? Well, my favorite one is contingent upon partner's approval. Your partner can be your cash buyer. It can be your investor. It could be your business partner. It could be your lender. It could be your general contractor. It could be anybody. Partner is so general. It's so broad. But contingent upon my partner's approval, that's a great CYA clause. More CYA clauses could be contingent on a roof inspection or a sewer inspection. Again, don't forget to put in business behind days. It could be to verify taxes, title, and value. Another one of my favorites, contingent upon verification of taxes, title, and value. It rolls off the tongue. It sounds clean. It sounds smart. But here's the thing about value. Value is subjective. What I may see, you know, in a house is different than what you may see in a house. And if I don't see value in that deal towards the end of my inspection period, by having in that CYA clause, I can exit the deal. And guess what? I'm going to exit the deal and I'm going to do it legally and I'm going to do it ethically because I put it into my contract from the beginning that this is one of the terms of the deal. So based on partner's approval, it could be contingent upon inspections. I like roof. I like sewer. It could be contingent upon financing. It could be contingent upon appraisal. And it could be contingent upon verifying taxes, title, and value. All those are all great CYA clauses to add into your contracts. And again, it's going to give you the ability to exit if you need to. But the main thing that we want to put these in there for is to reduce your own fear of somebody saying yes. When somebody says yes, that's great news because now you have a property under contract, but also you have inventory now. You have something to sell. So it's very, very important. All right, number five. This might be my favorite one. Make a friend. I don't care how many sales courses, books, YouTube videos you watch. There are ways to build rapport with a seller. And there is, you know, NLP, neuro-linguistics programming. There's definitely certain things you can do and say to give you a better chance of getting that property under contract. But I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I may get some kickback from this. But most sales techniques, in my opinion, are kind of slimy. There, I said it. But you know what isn't? Making a friend. You put me up against somebody else that's going to have all these sales techniques, and they're going to say, oh, you don't need to talk to your wife. You should just make this decision right now. And I say, hey, I want the wife involved. Go call her up right now. Let's get her on the phone. You know, or you need to sleep on it. Go sleep on it. No problem. Making a friend is going to be one of the most powerful things that you can do in this business. And I'm talking about making the friends with the seller here, of course. You always want to make a friend with the seller. Guys, have you ever heard of building rapport? I'm sure. Well, guess what? Building rapport is making a friend. Building rapport is doing three things primarily. It's getting people to know you, like you, and trust you. You've probably heard this before. Well, guess what? When you make a friend, you check all three boxes. If you're out on an appointment and you're trying to use some sales technique to force somebody into signing your contract and they have remorse or regret the next day, are you really going to feel good about yourself? I know I don't. I want them to be happy about doing business with me. And how do you do that? You make a friend. You treat them like a friend. You listen to them. And it's very easy to get somebody to know you, like you, and trust you. That's what building rapport is. When you make a friend with them, people want to do business with those that they are friends with. So make a friend. It's going to go a long way and it's going to be more valuable to you than any book, any course, any podcast you can listen to on sales. I promise you. So number five is to make a friend. And then number six is to follow up. Following up is so incredibly important. In fact, I have done a podcast recently called The Three Pillars of Wholesaling. And this talks about the three money-making activities in real estate investing, specifically wholesaling, that you need to be doing daily. And I like to look at these three things as the three legs to a bar stool. Because if you have three legs on a bar stool and you pull one of these legs away, that bar stool is going to fall down. What are those three pillars? Again, we have a whole podcast on this, but it's marketing, it's making offers, and it's following up. It is literally that important that it made the top three. So following up is crucial to your business. In fact, I have about 8 years of data from all the leads that have come into my system. And on average, from the time a lead comes in to the time that I'm able to get that property under contract to buy it and fix it up and sell it or add it to my portfolio of rentals with the Burr method, my favorite strategy, or even wholesaling it, it takes on average 4 to 6 months from the time that lead comes in to the time that we're able to get that property under contract. Now, I'm not saying every deal, not at all. 1 or 2 out of 10, we're going to be able to do right away. But the other 8 out of 10 are going to require follow-up, and they often require several months of follow-up. So you need to be following up with sellers that you talk to that aren't interested. You need to follow up with sellers that you go run an appointment on and they don't like your offer. You need to be following up with people that you've made an offer to that didn't accept it and hopefully will later. Follow up with them. Once you get a property owner on the phone and you create an appointment and you set up a time and a date to go meet them, you need to follow up the day before or the morning before to make sure they're going to meet you there. You need to follow up when you send somebody an offer to make sure they received it, assuming it was sent by email. And you need to follow up with them after they sign your contract and make sure that they know where the title company is located at. And you need to follow up with them after you buy the property from them, regardless of what the exit strategy is, to make sure that they're satisfied. And if they are, use that opportunity to get a testimonial for your website or your social media. So following up isn't just one thing. It's a bunch of things. Following up matters. The average deal we do, and we do several a month, comes from 4 to 6 months of follow-up. Guys, I cannot stress this last one enough. But this short list of 6 items here is a list that I like to refer to as my favorite pro tips. And I wanted to share them with you today because I think all of these can help you. And even if you agree with all of them but one or two, that's okay. That's okay. But I would imagine that you've learned something here today because these are pro tips that have helped me make more money, do more deals, get more properties under contract, build rapport better, and buy myself more time and have more opportunity to go sell these wholesale deals or buy these deals or find that partner or whatever it may be. So let's recap, guys. Today's pro tips to make more money, do more deals, and really just to have more fun in this business. Number one, use business days. So simple. 40% more time. Not 5, not 10, 40%. Use the word business after days in your inspection period. Number two, always make the offer, guys. Don't spend money on marketing and run appointments and spend time on the phone with people if you're not going to make an offer to them. You got to make the offer no matter what, every single time. Number three, go the extra mile. Use social media. Use anything and everything that you can to get a seller on the phone. If that means driving to their house and knocking on the door, do that. But go the extra mile. One of my favorite quotes and sayings of all time is, success is a combination of consistent and persistent action. I love that quote. I love it. Success is a combination of consistent and persistent actions. So you got to be consistent and you got to be persistent. And if that means driving to somebody's house, knocking on the door, using social media, maybe even sending a letter via snail mail, or a contract. We send contracts via snail mail all the time to elderly people. Go the extra mile. Number four, use the CYA clauses. Not only is it going to help you get out of the contract if you need to, hopefully you won't, but it's also going to help you reduce your fear and anxiety of sending the offer, which was number two, always make the offer. So number four, use CYA clauses. They are going to help you and they're going to help you tremendously. Number five, guys, make a friend. That's always my goal. You put me up against a sales guy that's got all these tips and tricks, and I just go in and I just want to learn and listen and talk and make a friend. Who do you think's going to win, right? Make a friend. People want to do business with those that they know, like, and trust and that are friends with. And again, put yourself in the shoes of the seller at any given time. Do you want to be sold? Do you want somebody coming in your house and giving you some sleazy sales trick and trying to convince you to sign their contract? Nobody wants to be sold. Nobody wants to be convinced. People want to make friends and they want to make these decisions on their own in their own time. So let them. And you're going to get the testimonial that way too because they're friends. And then last but not least, number six, guys, follow up. It is incredibly important. You must follow up. Unless you like doing 10 to 20% of the amount of deals that you could be doing. I'm going to repeat that. Unless you like to be doing 10 to 20% of the deals that you could be doing, you must follow up. And with that, guys, that is my short list of pro tips that I am confident will help you do more deals, make more money, and hopefully have more fun in this business. I love it. This has been great. I really enjoyed recording this episode today. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found a ton of value in this episode. If you are interested in creating wealth through rental properties, using the Burr method, and achieving financial freedom in your life, go check out wholesalinginc.com/rentals. Check out what this program is all about and schedule a call with my team. And on this call, we're going to discuss your real estate investing goals and how the Burr Method and the Burr Method Mastery Program can help you get there. I would love to help you get started on your way to generating passive income and creating legacy wealth with rental properties. Every single one of you is capable of success. And more importantly, every single one of you is worthy of it. Thanks for listening. Signing off.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.